USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar are calling on President Biden to change border and immigration rules. Graham joining Fox News and explaining why he thinks the current border policy is hypocritical.
I can't go to Canada or Europe as an American citizen under the Biden plan, but 1.2 million people from the unvaccinated world can cross the U.S. border and be released in large part into the United States.
The Senate is advancing a bipartisan infrastructure deal. Senators are moving to the next stage of consideration as more than a dozen Republicans join Democrats to advance it. Amendments can be offered, but the actual text of the bill hasn't been revealed. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
A group of House Republicans wants answers about Washington, D.C. jail conditions for defendants charged in connection with the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, following reports of harsh treatment. Representatives Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Louis Gohmert, and Bob Good, who traveled to visit the local district jail on Thursday, said they were denied entry when they requested to see how the facility was being run. The Republicans also concerned about a report that many of the people from the January 6th attack are being held in solitary confinement for lengthy periods of time. Those concerns also echoed by Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Dick Durbin of Illinois. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for action to be taken on the eviction moratorium that's set to expire tomorrow.
We would like the CDC to expand the moratorium. That's where it can be done.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as the CDC continues to plead with Americans to recognize the rapid spread of the COVID-19 Delta variant, multiple reports out there say an internal document called the variant that's sweeping across the country highly contagious. The CDC coming out on Thursday and recommending that people indoors wear masks even if they're vaccinated in COVID-19 hotspots. Dr. Amesh Ajila is an infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University. He believes the mixed messaging that we're receiving from the CDC regarding vaccines working and still having to mask up is hurting vaccination levels across the country.
I definitely am concerned because we know that vaccines, the rate increased when the CDC director said there's going to be different guidance for vaccinated people. You can go back to your pre-pandemic life. That encouraged people to get vaccinated, and we saw vaccinations rise. So now I think the science is going to evolve, and it is very clear that the Delta variant is a new threat, much different than the alpha variant or the original version of this virus, and not everything is going to hold the same for the Delta variant. That's a fair statement. However, when you look at who's hospitalized right now, it is all vaccinated. It's all unvaccinated individuals. It's not vaccinated people. We are not seeing vaccinated people drive outbreaks. And there are some people that are vaccinated that have high viral loads with their breakthrough infections, and that might account for a very small amount of transmission, but it's not what's going on here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.